Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location, Bill. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in by Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KN4HTP. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location. Give your name, give your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, please, and then signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. At this time, I'd like to go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John, currently in North Vernon, Indiana, and I'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN. He is in North Vernon, Indiana. And I have you down for some RAG 2 later. Thanks for checking in tonight. Sounds like you're wandering to the north. Hopefully it's a little cooler up there. All right, at this time, I'm going to recognize our early check-ins and my husband, who I have checked in, W2MJB, that's Mark. Then I have early check-ins of Fred and Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI, Miss Isla. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fred. Also, I have Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. I have Shane from 6 Mile, KJ4HYC. And then I have Josh from Welford, KO4EQQ. It's pretty easy technology to use if you want to check in early because you don't want to hang around for the 9 p.m. start time. Just go ahead and check in early and we'll catch you. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and move up to the regular radio frequency check-in. And since it is Monday, we're starting with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over northern Simpsonville. And I will try to stay around for a RAG 2.
HTP and Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and we'll stick around chat for a minute.
Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm pulling in the driveway in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Good evening, Wendy, and everyone on the net.
34, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra, Scott, and Pendleton, KO4DZS.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dan from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. And Mr. Dan, I have you down for some comments later. Thank you for that. Then next I have Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. And I also have you down for some RAC2 later. Next I have Mike, AK4HR, from Portable in Simpsonville. There was a lot of static in your signal, but I think I got it correctly. If not, please recheck with me so I can have it correctly. Next, I'd like to welcome Shane, pulling into Cleveland, N4ZLK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Shane, and welcome to the driveway. Next, I have Jean from Taylor, W4FHJ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jean. And then I have Scott from Pendleton, K04DZS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Scott. All right, is there anyone else right at this time that would like to check in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll go back to Echolink stations. Echolink stations that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll go ahead and move back to radio frequency check-ins, and we'll go to the group India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, this is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Back to Ned.
KN4HTP. Take me in out of turn. I got to get back to another net on HF. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. I'm home in Rusty. No traffic, no comments tonight, Wendy.
KP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mound in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
KP. Matthew and Mark are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOC in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I hope you and Mark are well. Good evening to you too, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
In and out, out of turn, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slat Town.
For HTV. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4. Alpha, Charlie, Alpha. Bill in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP, in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no roundtable. Thanks for calling the net.
Control, K4KAE, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Alex from Columbus, North Carolina, W4JHU. Next up, I have WU2T, but I didn't catch your name and location. Sorry about that, because I know you want to switch over to another net. So if you can check back in at this time with your name and location, that would be great.
West Uniform 2 Tango, the name is Rusty, and the location is Moore, South Carolina. Over.
Mr. Rusty, I got that from Moore, W-U-T. H2T. Thank you for checking in tonight. Also, I'd like to welcome at this time James from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Next, I have Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for the good evening wishes, and pass those along to everyone on the radio. I hope everybody's having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Richard from Slaptown, KK4FTU. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard. I always enjoy your check-ins. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I always smile when I hear your smooth voice coming on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Bill from Greenville, KO4ACA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Bill. Then next, I'd like to welcome Larry from Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. And then I have Miss Alice from Taylor's, K4KAE. I really appreciate you checking in tonight, Miss Alice, and your signal was pretty good tonight. All right. Let's see. Looks like we'll give Echolink another try. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
N4HTP, please check in and out Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're back here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County after a doozy of a weekend running up to the UP of Michigan and back. So we're going to kind of kick up our heels and relax. 73's to you and all on the net.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve, all the way back home from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I bet it was nice up there. Welcome home, K4ZZX. Great to have you check in, Mr. Steve. All right, we'll go another round for India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, it's your turn to check in. Please call KN4HTP.
HTP, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, KN 4, UBG, Kevin, Mobile, Spartanburg, 73 is you and everybody on the net.
4HTP. Andy, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and also her daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And their stations are located in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Lorena. Next up, I have Kevin, who is mobile in Spartanburg, KN4UBG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. And also, I have to welcome Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Walt. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, we'll give another shout-out to our group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Turn, I'm late. I mean, I know I'm out of turn, and I just got through calling the Anderson, South Carolina net, so This kind of fire with me, I guess. It's Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. My name's John, and my location is in Honey Apache, South Carolina. And I call to Anniston, South Carolina, net on 146-790 every Monday night, so I just got through with that over there. We appreciate all of y'all that come over and checked in with me over there. And this is KF4CKT back to net control. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John from Honeypath, KF4CKT. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. I appreciate you turning your dial over to here after you run the Anderson net on Monday night. And that Anderson net is on 146.790. Anybody who'd like to check in, that net is at 8:30 every evening. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to our next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo with Greg. And also Kilo November 4, Romeo Oscar Papa. That's Paige. We're in Powdersville this evening. We'll be negative and negative. 7-3s.
HTP. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and all on the net.
For HTP. 4 Tango Sierra Jim. Down in Carnesville, Georgia. If you know anybody in Atlanta trying to go north on 85, tell them to turn around, go to the airport and fly, because I've never seen this many fire trucks on the interstate before. They've got a wreck at the 161 mile marker, and they've got car parts, truck parts, and fire trucks scattered everywhere.
KM4DDU. Tom and Greer, negative and negative. 73 to all.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Greg from Powdersville. KN4RDE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Greg, and for bringing along Paige. KN4ROP. Next, I'd like to welcome Chris from Greenville, WN4S. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. Then I'd like to welcome Jim, who is Mobile Carnesville, KW4TS. Thanks for that traffic tip. I'm sorry you're caught in the backup, and sounds like it's going to be bad news for some people out there on the highway. I hope everybody's okay. But thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. I appreciate that. And next, I'd like to welcome Tom from Greer, KM4DDU. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Tom. All right, is there anyone else in the group Quebec through Tango that would like to check in at this time? That's Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP. I'll go ahead and move us up to our next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
HTP. And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4HTP. And KN4. DGA, that's Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha, Robert in Malden, and hello Wendy, and please say hello to Mark for me.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy, and thank you for the good evening wishes. Then I would like to check in my friend Robert from Malden, K KN4ZGA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Robert. I will pass along your greetings to Mark, and please pass along my greetings to Miss Lisa. I'm hoping she'll check in one of these nights, but I'm just happy she's listening. So, let's see. We'll go ahead and do another shout-out to our group, Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the beginning of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling net control.
HTP. Good evening, Miss Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For HTP, please check in KO4AY2, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Quebec, R. Lee, Greenville, or actually I'm in Gray Court. Y'all have a good evening. Negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK. I'm in easily negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David from Inman. KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. David. Then I'd like to welcome Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. Next up, I have Arlie from Gray Court, KO4AYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight. And then I have AK in Easley, W4AKG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. AK. It's good to have you on the radio. All right, is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There is a station that's hitting the repeater, but it just... Oh, I only hear silence on my end, so not quite close enough to be heard, but I recognize that you are trying to check in, so sorry about that. All right, I'm going to move us to the big group at this time, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
W4LRD, Whiskey 4 Lima Romeo Delta. Lord and Pendleton, I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome W4LRD. Station out of Pendleton. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name. Can you do a recheck with your name, please?
That's Lima Lima Oscar Yankee Delta, Lloyd in Pendleton, negative and negative.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. I got it that time. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Zulu? Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net, and we'll stop a few times along the way for more check-ins and comments. All right, at this time, I would like to invite John, KN4RJN, to comment.
K
KN4HTP, KN4RJM. It's just as hot up here in Indiana as it is down there. But right now I'm inside where it's cool and I'm eating a brownie.
You're the one enjoying baked goods tonight. Good for you.
Actually, my mother-in-law made them. We're up here visiting her. And it is hot and humid. We had a thunderstorm come through a little earlier. Got a little bit of rain and just made the humidity go up. Did cool down briefly, but it's just as hot up here as it is down there. Maybe more so because it's a little bit more humid up here. But so what's going on in your world?
Well, I'm glad you had a safe drive and are enjoying your mother or mother-in-law's brownies. It's hot down here, but you're right. Indiana can be more humid, so it's good for the plants, but not so comfortable for the people. Let's see. What have I been up to today? I found a little app in the app store on my phone that lets you keep track of what books you own. You can scan the barcode if they're too old for the IBN or whatever it is, then you have to type them in. But I've been making a catalog of the books that I own, and I do have quite a few books. I'm a book lover, book reader, anyway. So I spent some time doing that, and I found a few duplicates. Odd. No, not odd for me. If I like a book, I like a book, and I want to read it. So, but that's kind of what I've been up to today. We had a good dinner, spaghetti, no dessert, because it's not Sunday, but yesterday we did have some chocolate pudding for dessert. Dessert Sundays are always fun.
Roger that. Understood, but I would like to recommend a book to you. It's called Sapiens. The author's name is Harari, H-A-R-A-R-I. I've been reading it. It's quite an interesting read. I'd recommend it to you.
KN4HTP. Thanks. I like to get good recommendations. A lot of times I like the long books because when they're good, you get into them. I just don't want them to end. So, not so much into sci-fi. That sounds like it might be, but my mind is open. So I will give that one a try. I just started a book, A Man Called Ove, which is written by a Swedish author. So it's kind of fun. My son was reading the book in Swedish, and I asked him about it, and he said that he told me I'd like it, and looked, and it was translated into English. So I'm reading the English version. And so I keep telling him about the funny things that happen in the book. The guy starts out as kind of grouchy old guy. It's his job to inspect the neighborhood and, you know, report any problems, be a kind of a bad neighbor all around. But there are a lot of things in there that made me laugh, and I'm only in the first chapter, so it's going to be a winner. That one is called A Man Called Ove. You're sounding a little bit tired. Did you have a long drive today?
No, we actually came up Saturday, I guess it was, but it's been kind of a long day, and it's hot and humid, and every time you get out, it just saps you. But my wife heard you mention that book, and she said, oh, that's a great book. She'll love it. And Sapiens is not science fiction. It's a history of humanity, but it's an interesting take on things, and I recommend that.
KN4HTP. Thanks, John. I appreciate that recommendation from you, and I'm glad that I have another good opinion about A Man Called Ove. So I'll be picking that up later tonight after I'm finished calling the net to find out what happens next to this bad neighbor. He's so bad you just laugh at him. There's a commercial on lately that where somebody moves into a neighborhood and the lady comes by and says, oh, your mailbox is too high, and she cuts it off with a chainsaw and does other kind of things. It just cracks me up anyway, the busybody that has to go around causing trouble for everyone else. But, well, got any plans? You're going out to any lakes or bike rides or anything like that while you're up in Indiana?
Well, it's a bit hot for that, but we got We got some things I got to do around the mother-in-law's house here, and we're going to go visit an old friend in the nursing home, and I got to get some new light bulbs for her in the kitchen and do a couple other things. And then Karen's got a dental appointment we got to get back for, so we're probably going to pop out of here fairly early next day or two and head back down to beautiful South Carolina.
N4HTP. Well, it's really nice to reconnect with family, especially during this time when sometimes it's a bit nerve-wracking to get out and about. We used to live in Indiana. We lived in Noblesville, which is north of Indianapolis, and we loved it there. It was green, wonderful, a little on the humid side in the summer, but we got enough snow in the winter that balanced that out, and we had a lot of great friends up there. So I have all good to say about Indiana. So please pass along my greetings to your mother-in-law, and I hope you guys enjoy the time you have left.
Roger that. Well, say hello to Mark for us, and I'm on back on out of here. 73s, and you all have a good evening.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for your comments. I appreciate it, and I hope you are able to get your little project done around the house and have a safe drive back home. All right, is there anyone at this time that I've missed for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Better late than never, Wendy. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet, Whiskey W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. Thank you for calling the net.
4HTP, KK4JBQ, recheck.
KN4HTP. I'd like to recognize this time Dave from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And I appreciate the extra work you do behind the scenes and on the radio to make this a successful net. All right, I'd like to go to my friend Larry for comment at this time.
KK4JBQ. I didn't know you were a reader, a book lover. I have a recommendation for you. The book title is Thunderstruck. Author is Eric Larson. It's a historical novel, kind of a dramatization of the life of Giuliano Marconi, a name which all of us should almost revere in our hobby. Takes place in Edwardian London, parallels his life with another gentleman, and it has some surprises along the way, a lot about Marconi's inventions and this shipping, that's what really was driving communications at the time, keeping ships on the ocean in contact with land. Anyway, wanted to recommend Thunderstruck to you. KK4JBQ.
N4HTP. Thank you for that recommendation, Larry. Thunderstruck by Eric Larson. I'll definitely put that on my very interested to read list, and maybe that'll be up next after Sapiens and A Man Called Ove. Thanks for that recommendation. I appreciate it. All right, is there anyone else I've missed at this time for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Hey, Miss Wendy, please check in Sam. Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. It's Slab Tam. Good evening to you, 73.
HTP. Kilo Bravo 1 Bravo November Tango. Rear, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Sam from Strawtown, KG4LPF. Thank you for checking in tonight, Sam. I appreciate it. Then next, I have a station from Greer, KB1BNT. But I did not catch your name. Can you recheck with your name, please? KN4HTP. I'd like to welcome Jane from Greer, KB1 B, and T. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, I'm going to go back to Ratchu, and next up I have Dan, WB4, FEE. Do you have any comments at this time?
Good evening, Wendy. KN4HTP. This is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan over Northern Simpsonville, and talking about reading, I've got one for you if you've never read it. It's entitled A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap, and it's about the Principles of Freedom 101. Have you ever read that?
No, I have not read that one, Dan. That's a long title. The Miracle That Changed the World, and then what was after that?
Yeah, the 5,000-year leap. This is a real comprehensive study on the Founding Fathers and how the Constitution of the United States came about.
And for HTP, I love that topic. I have a lot of great ideas and personal opinions about that history. It's very fascinating to read, so I'll definitely add that one to my list, too. Thanks for that recommendation. How's your day been going?
Well, it's been kind of slow today. I didn't work today. I'll be working tomorrow, but so I've been kind of taking it easy today. Had a few little things to do this morning. Always go to the gym on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings first thing, and get that out of the way. But when I got back here, then I had a few little things to do around the house and got that done. So the rest of the day, I've been kind of cooling it, doing a little bit of reading. I love to read James Patterson, a lot of the murder mysteries and things like that. Real Patterson fan here, over.
KN4HTP. Yeah, I love suspense and mysteries myself. The last book I read was, now I'm not going to be able to remember it. I'm putting myself on the spot. It was a history of a man who explored the Amazon rainforest back in the early 1900s. Colonel Fawcett was his name, Percy Fawcett. And it was, it was a historic novel. And, well, I don't think it was a novel at all. It was a historic book. And that was pretty interesting. But I don't love the rainforest as much as I did before reading it, just because of all the hardships, the physical hardships and the difficulty that he had finding food and maintaining his health and all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on when you don't live in the rainforest, but you go visit it and explore it and try to map it. So there are a lot of interesting things that I looked up from there about map making and who we give credit to for making the first maps of the world and who made the most accurate maps, and then the Royal Geographical Society. I looked them up for a while to learn a little more about that, and other anthropologists that were quoted in the book and their contributions to the field of study. And anyway, it just sent me off on a lot of different directions, so I enjoyed that book.
I understand that. This is WB4FEE with KN4HCP, and I think we all could learn a whole lot if we just take the time to sit down and read some of this stuff and think about it, because this whole world and that we live in is a miracle in itself. But this book here I was telling you about, The 5,000-Year Leap, this is the most amazing thing I've ever read. I told my wife, I said, this book should be in every high school classroom and college classroom in this country. Everybody should read this book and get a whole lot better perspective and understanding of what our freedom and our principles all are all about. There, over.
This is KN4HTP. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a fabulous read, so thank you for bringing that up. Hey, did you happen to work on anything out in your garden today?
Negative. No, I don't have a garden now. I used to garden all the time. Ray and some of us used to get on here and rag chew at night, and that's all we did after that was over. We'd sit here and rag chew and garden for about 30 or 40 minutes. And we had a great time then. Some of the boys are gone now, but that was in on that rag chew. But we thoroughly enjoyed it, and I always enjoyed gardening. But it got to the point to where it got to be a little bit much, and of it away, and Joan told me, she said, you need to quit getting out in this heat and doing all this stuff, and then turn around and giving it away. But I enjoyed doing it, and but it did get to be a chore there sometimes. Over.
And for HTP, it sounds like you had a big garden, and I know friends and neighbors love to receive fresh produce, right? From, you know, homegrown stuff is the best. So I admire you for doing that. Totally understand also that get to a point where things get smaller or hobbies change. So it gives you more time for reading and more time for talking on the radio.
That's for sure. And, I think Ray and myself and another or two on there used to see who could have the biggest tomato first, or have the first tomato, I put it that way. And I would jump the gun on them a little bit. I had a bad habit of going up here and trying to find me some tomato plants with tomatoes already on them before I put them in the ground there. So I would tap and cheat a little bit there. Over.
Great way to shore up your reputation as the best tomato grower. One year I had a contest with my dad to see who could grow the biggest tomato. And he lives in the desert. I fly into Las Vegas to visit him. And at the time, we lived in Indiana. And so I won hands down on that one. We had a huge tomato. And his nowhere came nowhere near. I think it was like almost 2 pounds. Well, it might have been more. It was difficult to hold in your two hands. It was a big tomato.
Right. That's the kind I love to grow. And I always kind of like the better boys more than most of the other types. I know a lot of the big tomatoes, a lot of them had a real big core in them. And they got kind of knotted up, you know, and all, I just never did like that kind of tomato. So the better boys and all always made a real nice, big, smooth tomato, and loved growing them. And then we could get some big ones. We could get some big ones going, and we done okay as long as you didn't get too much water, too much rain at one time, and it caused them all to split. When they did that, you had to pull them off, throw them away, or you had to pull them off and eat them right then there. This is WB4FEE.
And for HTP. Yeah, my first tomato that I harvested this year had split, but I brought it in and did your second option. Option one was throw them away, and option two was eat it right then. And I took option two and devoured that yummy tomato, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I miss my garden. I really do. And I always loved it. I always couldn't wait in the springtime to get out here and get the tiller out and till that garden up. And then get in barefoot. I love to be in that soil barefoot. And that was a lot of fun, a lot of good fun, and a lot of good enjoyment. But, you know, I can go down the street here, especially down Highway 25. There's a real nice lady in the garden down there. I guess it's a little truck farm, you call it, down right below Ware Place. And, boy, they grow fresh vegetables out there, really good prices. She got some of the best cantaloupes I ever ate. And they're akin to the Athena that we grow around here. I think this one is called a Verona. And that is the best cantaloupe I think I've ever eaten. But they really have a nice little garden down there in place, big vegetables, if you want, you know, fresh stuff. So I told Joan I'd just go down there and buy what we need, and I could do that cheaper than I could, and easier than I could get out here and grow it myself there, over.
And for HTP, yeah, I hear what you're saying. A lot of times you can get delicious stuff that somebody else has done all the work for, but there's a lot of satisfaction, too, that comes with growing your own. So I can see it both ways.
I'm telling you, it was fun, and always a lot of enjoyment. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do, you know. So, Wendy, I'll go ahead and back out here and let somebody else chat a while, and enjoyed it. Good talking with you. Sound like you got a really good net going tonight, too. So You have a great evening. Tell Mr. Mark I will say hello, and we will talk to you a little bit later. So, KN4HTP in the net. This is WB4, Fox Echo Echo will be clear.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for staying on the line, Dan, WB4FEE, and doing some RAC 2. It was nice to get to know you a little better. And I will pass along your greetings to Mark. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and take a break from the RAC 2, and we will go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
Wendy, wonder if you'd take a straggler here. This is an old tomato grower. Never got a good cantaloupe, but did good with the tomatoes. I'd plant them on the brick side of the house, the south side, where they got sun and a lot of heat off the brick wall late in the day, and they just produced long after the season was officially over. But this is Kilo 4 Yankee November Golf, Fletcher, or Fletch in Easley, sitting out on the porch with XYL and the Pooch. Really nice out here tonight. We got the UV light, the bug zapper going. That's our entertainment for the evening. K4YNG.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fletcher from Easley, K4YNG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fletcher. I can just picture you out there maybe on a porch swing or a rocking chair and enjoying the night and hearing the crickets. And around my house, I have night birds sometimes, just enjoying the darkness in the evening. So thank you for checking in. And there's nothing better than the perfect cantaloupe, I have to say. They're right up there with tomatoes on my list. So thank you very much for checking in. All right, is there anyone that I've missed for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be standing by.
HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Rich in Greenville. I don't have any traffic and no roundtable. Thank you for calling the net.
HTP. Question. The book that he was talking about the founders.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll answer that book question in just a minute. I'd like to welcome and recognize Jim from Taylor. K04BDM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Jim. And then I have Rich from Greenville, K4ROW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rich. All right, that book that Dan was recommending to us was called A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap. So, A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap. So, it'll be fun to comment about it to each other. If a few of us read it, we'll have to check in again with Dan and tell us our favorite parts. So, all right. Is there anyone else who would like to check in? The whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP. We have one more possibility for some RAG 2 or comment tonight, and that is Harry, KC4EZN. Are you still on the radio?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy. Yeah, I'm still hanging around. Sort of checked in and
kind of fill in from the little gap between the first group of check-ins and the late group, but you kept it going almost flat out from 9 o'clock to almost, well, I guess it is 10 o'clock right now. Anyway, not a whole lot here. I was glad to hear that John finally got his brownie. I hate to see a brownie-deprived person. Anyway, I was wondering how much rain you folks got down there. Here in Candler, at least this afternoon, we had a frog strangler for about 15 minutes, and hearing some other folks around up here, some got rain, some didn't, and then the weather things they put on the TV was giving thunderstorm warnings for upper part of South Carolina. I don't have a map of South Carolina in my head, so I don't know the relative positions of the towns down there. So I'm just curious what kind of rain you had.
KN4HTP. Oh, you're cracking me up. Okay, so first, I hate to see a brownie deprived man too, so I'm really glad that John got his brownie. Okay. Then, did you say the rainstorm was a frog strangler?
Right where I was at, it was. It may have been just the localized part. I was out running an errand, and coming home, I live in the Camera area. We have what we call the Inca stoplight, and that was where the American Inca Company was located when it was there. There's a big Ingalls shopping center there now, but anyway, it's a major stoplight in our end of the county, and as I was coming up the road by there, visibility was down about 200 feet for about, I don't know, one rotation of the stoplight.
KN4HTP. Well, that was I just love that phrase. I'm going to start using that one. So, as far as the rain goes around my area, I didn't notice much, but I'm down in Simpsonville. That's, a little ways away from Candler. So, I'd invite comments. Did other people get gully washers or just, sprinklings around the area? Is there anyone still listening?
HTP, KC4EZN. Maybe they all washed away or they didn't get rained on. Yeah, I haven't heard gully washer in a long time. I grew up in Statesville, North Carolina, which is bordering on the flatlands about 100 miles east of Asheville. And down there we had gully washers. I found out when we moved up here 55 years ago, they have frog stranglers.
And for HTP. I love how creative we are with language. It is so awesome. So, interestingly, we don't have many comments about the rain today, but my predictions at my end look like we're supposed to get a shower every day this whole week, so won't be too dry out there.
For HTC, KC4EZN, and yeah, up here in the mountains, it can be raining. Literally, I have had it happen at my own house. It rained in the front yard and not in the backyard. It can be that localized, but when it comes that hard of rain, it's generally spread over a much, much larger area. And anyway, we'll turn it back to you. Like I say, I was going to help fill in that dead spot between about 20 after 9 and 9:30, but you cruised through that like there wasn't anything there. So I've got a load of building material that part of the delivery deal to get the best delivery price was I would accept it anywhere from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. So I think I'm going to head up and get my bath and get ready to go to bed. Get up about 5:30 and see if that guy brings my material at 6 o'clock or whether it shows up at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. My day will be full of expectations. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy, KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. Thanks for the rag, too, KC4EZN. You know how it'll be. You'll be up at 5:30 and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then they'll get there at like 10 after 8 in the evening, so. But you've got a good attitude about it, and it's nice to save money, and you'll get a lot of stuff done around the house while you're waiting around, so that's awesome. All right, I appreciate you coming on for the RAG 2. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to comment or check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.